Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 1 through 10. The Reverend Kevin Robson is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter. And Moses said, "The whole commandment that I command you today, you shall be careful to do, that you may live and multiply and go in and possess the land that the Lord swore to give to your fathers. And you shall remember the whole way that the Lord your God has led you these 40 years in the wilderness, that he might humble you, testing you to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. And he humbled you and let you hunger and fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. Your clothing did not wear out on you, and your foot did not swell these 40 years. Know then in your heart that as a man disciplines his son, the Lord your God disciplines you. So you shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God by walking in his ways and by fearing him. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and springs, flowing out in the valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley, of vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive trees and honey, a land in which you will eat bread without scarcity, in which you will lack nothing, a land whose stones are iron, and out of whose hills you can dig copper. And you shall eat and be full, and you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land he has given you. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Baptismally clothed in the light and life of Jesus, you and I live by faith with thanksgiving. Gratitude constantly makes its home, or at least it should, in what we think and say and do. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus, St. Paul once advised to the saints at Thessalonica. Praise him that he is God. Praise him that he is the God through his Son, Jesus Christ, who brings life out of death, joy out of sorrow. Praise him and rely on him for his merciful presence in those crisis situations of illness and accident, loneliness and death. Praise him even at those moments when everything looks like it has turned lousy and terrible, when all appears lost. Praise him because he is God and he uses such circumstances as means of drawing you even ever closer, ever more reliant on him as he works out his good purpose for you. In that, he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Back in Deuteronomy chapter 8, there was a new generation standing there on the east bank of the Jordan River. They were ready to cross over into the promised land with a sense of high anticipation. Moses was preparing them to enter, and he encouraged them to obey God. God wanted them to recall their past and also to realize that he had been testing, training them to reveal what was in their hearts. But there was more. God wanted Israel to remember to thank him. For what? Not upon bread does man alone live, but on the word of God spoken to him. In remembering and repeating those divine words centuries later, Jesus bluntly rebuked Satan in the wilderness, passed by temptation, and provided the pattern for you and me. Commend everything to the care of God, even in moments of most severe trial. Be thankful for the steadfast care that he has promised in his word. When you have that very word, who is Almighty God, you really have it all. You are prepared to complete the journey. You are lacking nothing that God desires. The word is an infinite possession, the source of everything else that you and I see and taste and experience. Keeping this word by faith, you ask as a dear child asks their dear father, and from this father you receive exactly what you need. The word hands over riches beyond the dream of any man. It is the very word that has released you, given you freedom from want, because you know and confess that by it you already have inherited the kingdom of heaven. Dear saints, learn this lesson from the ancient Israelites. This is what it is to truly live in thanksgiving. While you are living the good life, a life of salvation and sustenance, hope and comfort that God alone provides, do not fail to remember him. To neglect, to forget, to abandon gratitude toward God, well, that is the way of a forever death, the road to permanent separation from hope fulfilled, glory realized. On that path to paradise, there is no room for boastful pride or self-congratulation or even a temporary pause from your continual recognition of God's provision, even when things don't seem to be going your way. Repent. To truly live is to continually listen, to see, to be thankful to the one who is the source of every blessing, every success, every source of joy, even in the midst of grief or loss. Moses knew of roadblocks to thanksgiving. Watch out, he warned that generation, lest after you have eaten and drunk your fill in your comfortable homes and your investments have multiplied, you somehow forget the Lord your God. And then you will start to say, my power, my strong hand obtained all these things. I'm dependent on no one. I'm self-made. I've done it. I'm Mr. Numero Uno. That is mere idolatry of self. And against such false worship, the prophet simply advises, remember the Lord your God. He causes the rain and sunshine in their season, who gives grain to the sower and bread to the eater. He gives you life and all that you have, and he can take it all away in an instant if he determines that it's time for you to come home. A burst blood vessel, a tornado, an episode of violence, a passage of years, a microscopic virus that takes your breath away. Every moment that you live here on earth, you live by the goodness of his hand, and that is why God wants you to remember to thank him. So, in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Ask him whatever you want. Talk about whatever is causing you fear. Do it with thanksgiving. Only faith in crucified and risen Jesus can pray in that way. Know that you are cared for by God more than you could even ever care for yourself. No detail of your life now is too small or insignificant. You are precious and holy to him, as precious as the blood of his Son that purchased you from sin and death, as holy as the pure and perfect life of Jesus, who became your sin so that in him you might become the righteousness of God. Every good and perfect gift that he pours down with no merit or worthiness in us. And for all that, it is our duty, our privilege, our being to thank and praise, serve and obey him in the precious and holy name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.